CBT doesn't have to be angry. Not when there's love involved. As in, I love to hurt your balls and cock, and you love to have me hurt them. Picture a traditional makeout scenario. No dungeon, bondage, or special equipment needed. We start out fully clothed, you lying on your back, me cozied up under your arm. Your other hand is tucked behind your head. We're kissing deeply and sensually. I'm stroking your chest, pausing to tweak your nipples lightly before moving my hand downward. First, I rub your bulge through your pants, feeling the shape of your cock through the fabric as it becomes more defined. Teasing it with light little grazing flicks right around the head, and longer ones up and down the length of it. I want you nice and hard, you see. The hornier you are, the more fun it is to give your cock and balls that special attention that we both crave. I'll break our kiss and move my lips to your ears and neck. I like marking you with hickeys, part possessiveness, part precursor to the rough affection I intend to show you shortly. I like to whisper sweet and dirty nothings in your ear as I slowly unbutton and unzip you. My hand slides down into your clothes. My fingers curl around your throbbing cock, and I pull it free of your open fly and underwear, leaving your balls covered. Your little noises are of conventional pleasure while I caress you with a grazing stroke and suck on the skin just under your jaw. Gradually, I begin to include your balls in the stroking, switching from curled fingers to cupping fingers. The first sign that this is not your ordinary makeout session is the feeling of my fingernails digging into the shaft of your cock a bit. Your moans of pleasure are touched with trepidation. You flinch every once in a while. I cover your mouth with mine once again, kissing you deeply. This is when the caressing and cupping of your balls begins to include a little squeeze before my fingers travel back up your cock. My nipples harden and my pussy gets wet with your little grunts that accompany my squeezes. It's time to change positions. Now I want some attention too. I lay on my back, pinning the arm with which you are hugging me under my body. My right hand stays down in your pants as you lay on your side. It's scratching and squeezing. Your breath is ragged as you pull up my shirt and peel the cups of my bra down so you can suck my tits. Your left hand flips my short little skirt up onto my stomach and nudges the crotch of my tiny panties to the side so you can finger my pussy. It's my turn to moan and further express my passion with more intense caresses of your balls. At first, it's just an increase in intensity as my hand travels from cock to balls and back again. But soon, as you stuff a second finger inside me, using them to strum my G-spot while your thumb rubs my clit, my hand stays on your balls. The closer to orgasm you bring me, the harder I squeeze. Until by the time I start bucking my hips, you are moaning loudly into our kiss, as much pain as ardor. Perhaps more, but you love my mean caresses as much as my sweet kiss. sensitive nipples, and slippery, tight pussy. Your cock, poking out of the waistband of your shorts, is dripping pre-cum onto your stomach and across my forearm. I anticipate that the pain might cause you to break away from our kiss, so I bring my other hand across my body and pull you in deeper by the back of your head. I want you to kiss me while I come all over your fingers and feel your nutsack bulging out between mine, throbbing with trauma. And you surrender, relaxing once again into our kiss. Never letting up on the deft way you work my pussy, but also moaning in agony. That's what I love about you, sweetie. The way you're willing to suffer for my pleasure. Just when you think my squeezing might do irreparable damage, I'm the one to break the kiss. The electric silk of my pussy throbs and contracts around your fingers, and you rub and finger me expertly and intensely all the way through my orgasm, even as you growl through gritted teeth at the pain in your testicles. But as I come down, my grip gradually loosens, until my hand is simply resting benignly on your tormented flesh for a few minutes, and then slips free. When you quietly and gingerly turn away from me, over on your side, to cradle your bruised bits, I turn towards you and spoon you, touching you softly now on your back and arms, kissing the back of your neck. Eventually, you make room for me to give you the most loving of hand jobs, to contrast with the aching in your balls, the way they tighten as you build to your own orgasm, adds a footnote of pain, but you and I both know you will come exquisitely hard, in a way that you wouldn't if I hadn't tortured your balls first. Soon, you do exactly that, pumping out cream onto my fingers and the sheets, whimpering in pain between cries of ecstasy. Your orgasm subsides, but I keep my hand there in a neutral caress, cuddling you lovingly as you continue to whimper more and more softly as you come down from the brutal love episode. We will drop off to sleep that way, and when we wake from our nap, I'll get you an ice pack wrapped in a towel for your swollen balls and encourage you to lounge comfortably while I putter around. I'll make you something nice to eat, and we'll exchange smiles and kisses now and then. My smile is glowing. Yours with a slight grimace as you feel the memory of our makeout session every time you shift your position. How lovely to have a boyfriend who loves to make me come and lets me hurt his balls when I do. Would you be this kind of boyfriend? Did you know that CBT could be sensual? Well, at least of a sort. Would you like to explore this kind of fantasy in a session? Come and lay with me by calling 1-800-356-6169. If you'd like to know more about my kinks and tastes, but aren't quite ready for a session yet, feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Goodbye now.